Hello?
Yes, trying to reach Richard, please.
That's me.
Hey, Richard, how you doing? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
With whom?
It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. I just received a request to give you guys a call back off of our website here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So just give me a call back to answer any questions you might have.
How do your loans work? Are they monthly payments? How's do you get charged? Like, is there an interest rate?
Well, there would be a cost of funds. You know, just like any bank, we'll left me a cost of funds associated with the loan itself. As far as payments go, it really just depends. We have probably 15 different type of programs. You know, if you're looking for equipment, you'd be looking at a monthly payment of anywhere from 2 to 5 years on the term there. We usually let you pick, you know, which is going to work out best for you guys there. We also have monthly payments on working capital that can be either, you know, monthly, weekly, or even daily, just depending on the actual approval we get or what kind of loan program you choose there as well. Was there a specific need you guys had at this point? Were you guys looking into to more equipment or just needed to buy some inventory or anything of that nature?
We were kind of thinking maybe some equipment and maybe some operating capital. But it seems like all the companies we talk to about operating capital, it's like you pay every week, and the amount of money you're going to pay back every week, it's kind of crazy.
Well, on the shorter, I mean, working capital can be unsecured. We have secured as well. You can use equipment or something of that nature to actually secure the loan and receive more of a monthly type payment, more structured as a regular type loan. For purchasing equipment, for example, it'd be pretty comparable to that. But unsecured, you know, they're fairly short term, so you're paying back, you know, a decent amount of funds in a short amount of time. So I agree that can be, you know, fairly costly over a short term. But it really just depends on the approval. To be honest with you, I wouldn't know a whole lot until I actually got an approval for you there. But I think if you're looking into equipment, usually what I like to do is just do the equipment loan first, get that, you know, in the works. It can take a little bit longer sometimes if it's equipment that requires titling or it's a titled vehicle or trailer or something like that. Otherwise, you know, just from my experience, it's been better to just go ahead and knock out the equipment loan first and then look into the capital, and we can, like I said, secure that with equipment, or we can go the unsecured route as well.
Yeah. All right.
As far as the equipment goes, have you received any quotes from any vendors or sellers at this point?
I haven't.
Okay, what kind of
Excuse me?
What kind of equipment were you looking into?
Logging equipment.
Logging, okay.
We're a logging company.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of financing for that industry, so we're pretty familiar with pretty much anything that could come across your plate there.
Yeah. What kind of interest rates do you guys have?
Yeah, they're really just all over the board depending on the company that we finance. I had a gentleman qualify for a 3.7, I'd say probably a couple weeks ago. Had a startup company that, you know, was probably about 8 months time in business, and they qualified for right around 22%, for example. So yeah. They look at a lot of risk factors. They'll just look at, you know, business credit, personal credit, time in business, industry type. But as far as our rates go, we were extremely competitive. I heard, you know, rarely have anyone have an issue with a rate they qualify for with this. It's rates are at an all time low right now, so rates across the board are pretty low. You know, they're extremely low right now, so you can get some good cost of funds at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give it some thought.
Okay. We can actually get your approval too without the quote for the equipment itself. Yeah, if I just had an idea of how much you were looking for, I can get that in. That way we have some actual numbers to work with, and we can go from there.
All right. Yeah, let me toss it around. Let me think about it.
All right, Richard. Well, if you have a pen, I can give you my direct number. If you have any more specific questions, I'd be more than happy to answer those for you.
All right. Hang on. Let me get a piece of paper. Okay.
So, sure. My name is Dennis. And the company I work for is Bank of Cardiff. It's a C-A-R-D as in David, I as in India, F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct number is 858-519-4000. 5315.
Okay. All right, I'll get back to you.
All right, my friend. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
You too. Take care.